Welcome to another episode of Digital Marketing That Works. I'm really excited about this episode today. I'm going to teach you how to do on-site optimizations, which is a subset of search engine optimization, and this will completely change the pages on your website in such an easy way. It's insane. So let's jump right into it. So you might be wondering, what is an on-site optimization? It's really easy. On-site optimization is basically taking the wording, the elements of the page that are text, and making them work better for Google's bots that are crawling your page. It's basically just adding keywords in the right places, in the right way, and beefing up your content to make sure that Google really likes your content. If you can accomplish this, you are going to soar up the rankings quicker than any paid thing that you could do on your site. So, let's dive right in on how to do it very simply. First things first, you're going to want to be in WordPress or Weebly or Squarespace or whatever you're using and use an SEO tool through that platform to do your on-site optimizations. It's really easy. Just type in SEO into your plugins and you'll find a million of them. If you're on WordPress, I highly recommend Yoast SEO plugin. It's amazing and does everything you need. Now the next step is go into the back end of a page and click to edit the page. Now when you're selecting a title, the title tag in search engine optimization is one of the most important ranking factors that exists, which means that you really need to hit the point home right off the bat with this title tag. If you're wondering what the title tag is, if you search something in Google, the title tag is what displays as the main header in the search engine results. The meta description is the description in the search results that will be just under that title. So maybe you've seen something like digital marketing consultant in Atlanta, and then a description that says, do you need help with digital marketing? Hire a consultant today, right? You've probably seen a search engine result just like that. That's a title tag and a meta description. Those show up not on your site, but in Google. But you actually optimize for them on your site through these SEO plugins. Once you've selected a great title tag, and by the way, the best way to do that is to get a really great keyword, preferably a long tail keyword like we've talked about, and put it closer to the front of that title tag. But here is the kicker. Make it natural. Do not try to sound like a robot just to please Google. Make it sound like the answer to a question or a question that users would actually put into Google. That is the key. Don't make it sound robotic. Make it sound like a human wrote it, but include keywords nonetheless. Now, in your content, you're going to have H1s, H2s, H3s, paragraph text, and images. All of these things can be optimized using similar principles. For example, you should have only one H1 or header 1 on your entire page, and it should be at the top and be basically the same as the title tag. It should have the keyword at the beginning, just like with the title tag. H2s are not limited to a certain amount. You can have as many H2s as you want, but just remember that the purpose of this is not to game the system, but to provide a really organized and well-served piece of content on your site. The page should be well-organized in a hierarchy, with H1 as the very top above the fold header, H2 as the different section headers, and H3 as subsection headers within the H2s. There are also H4s and H5s that you can use, but really those are the main ones. As for images, all you need to know is that images cannot be seen by Google robots, but rather they have to be described to through what's called alt image text. Alternative image text is basically SEO for images. You write out specifically what is in an image and try to include a keyword. You hit submit in your SEO plugin on that alt image tag, and then all of a sudden Google can now read your images with the keywords and associate those to your website. This is really valuable and it's a must. Do not go without optimizing your images. All right, well, that's pretty much all you need to know. I hope this was helpful and provided value for you today. I know that these are really easy principles, but it takes a lot of practice to actually get good at this, and I'll definitely include more tutorials in the future. Let me know what questions you have, and have an excellent day.